Now, it's been a while since we've talked about content marketing. And obviously podcasting, as I'm doing now, you're listening to this podcast, that's about content marketing. So I just thought we'd have a little bit of a refresh around why we want to be thinking about content marketing in the first place. And unfortunately, why recruiters and recruitment organisations, staffing organisations are still getting it wrong. So that's the subject of today's podcast. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Recruitment, Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your agency growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profit.
So this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment. And today's subject is content marketing and why recruiters sometimes get it wrong, because often they don't think deeply enough about it and what the outcome is of writing these blog posts and providing these checklists and doing these salary surveys and all these sorts of things. So as always, if you are listening on iTunes, then head over to superfastrecruitment.co.uk and you'll get a transcription of this too. And you can sign up for one of our webinars or download one of our free reports, or even spend hours on our website listening to different podcasts, downloading them and looking at all the different content they've got there that's going to help you market your recruitment organisation. So let's talk about content marketing first of all. And let's throw you back to school and, you know, a bit of social history, you know, about all the different ages that people go through. And we are currently in the information stroke knowledge age at the moment. And it all fits really well, doesn't it, when you think about the World Wide Web? Because if we want to find out anything, all we need to do is hop onto Google and it appears as if by magic the answer is there. Or we can hop onto YouTube, we can find a video, you know, an instructional video, which I must admit I'm always doing if I need some help or advice on something. And the reason that we're talking about content marketing is because your candidates and your clients are in exactly the same position. They are looking online for information about, you know, should they change company? How could they develop their career? What do they need to be considering? So all of these things they will go online and find. Now, what is important is your candidates and clients go through something called the buyer cycle, the purchaser cycle, whatever you want to call it. It's exactly the same for them as it is for us. You know, I often share the story about buying a new car and, you know, we just didn't buy it on a whim. You're not going to spend that amount of money, much money on a brand new car without testing things and looking at it and reviewing all the different things, going online, finding out what you want to purchase. It's exactly the same for the people that you are engaging with. So imagine if you are a candidate or a client, how can you engage them? Because what happens is, this is where recruiters get it wrong. They don't think about, what are the key pains of my market? How can I connect with those pains? And as that candidate or client is going through the buyer cycle, which is where obviously they go from, you know, awareness through to consideration about whether it's you or it's another recruitment company they use, where they then have some more buyer's intent, where they maybe start to compare you and somebody else in your service, and then they make a decision. So your content needs to inform them at all points of this buyer cycle. And this is where some recruiters make an error, because they don't think it through. They don't think about, okay, so what would a blog post need to do to help someone who is just becoming aware of us, you know, versus what checklist could I come up with, or what, you know, white paper that would help someone that is just about to go for interview. So if you imagine you've got all of these different things that you can use when it comes to content for your candidates and clients. So how can you find out what your candidates and clients actually want? Well, novel, pick the phone up and ask them. And talk to them. And if you haven't got your client and candidate journey mapped out, as in when they, you know, first start to engage with you as a recruitment organization. But also, this is something, you know, hint, hint, people don't do, is thinking about when people start to consider moving organizations, what is the mental process that they go through? If you can actually interview people and get that honed down, imagine the content that you could actually produce to go through this with individuals. And how would you be able to position yourself in a market? So imagine that, you know, you've got someone that they first start to engage with you, and they're thinking about, you know, well, how do I choose the right company? You could write a blog post on that. You could talk about company culture and how important it is. You could talk about, you know, being confident. You could talk about, you know, planning. There are so many things that you could do with your content. Now, go and check out the Superfast Recruitment website. Have a look at all the different things that we talk about, and you will get some great ideas that you can take action on straight away. So this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment talking about content marketing again, and thinking more about it and structuring what you want to write so that every piece of content that you write has an objective and it fulfills that objective, which for you guys is obviously to get more candidates and clients engaged with you. So this is Denise saying bye for now.